End of doom.
Check, oh Canada. What ya gonna do?
Usually in these outdoor things, heat makes things even more dramatic. So I was dripping, and I got fringe dripping from my arms. It was great. It was amazing. And the kids definitely knew Sabbath.
You know, an album worth of solo material in the can, just waiting to be released, and you're a diehard Ozzy fan. Easy. You go on the road and you cover Black Sabbath tunes, and that's exactly what Melissa Oftemar is doing. She also played Edgefest, and Much News caught up with her.
Check, oh Canada. What ya gonna do?
Canada Doom is my once in a while little tribute to the heroes of metal, Black Sabbath. It's just I am Ozzy, and we've only played a handful of shows, and Canada Day was coming up. The Edgefest asked me if I had anything I could offer for the day. I said I've got an amazing celebration of Sabbath.
Doing these covers isn't your only Ozzy connection, is it?
I once had tea with Ozzy when Sharon Osbourne was managing the Smashing Pumpkins. He was sweet. He poured me tea, offered me scones. That's pretty much my only connection, other than the fact that if Sabbath didn't exist, none of the bands I've ever played in would exist.
When the sun goes down, I watch you slip away.
What about Oftemar? I mean, what can you tell us about that?
I just spent the last 6 months recording and going through my old material that basically my first album that I've been waiting to make for many, many years. And I recorded the whole thing in Los Angeles with my favorite producer, Chris Goss, who is of a band called Masters of Reality, yet another Black Sabbath ode. And he produced my favorite bands, Queens of the Stone Age, Caius, and a bunch of other stuff. And we co-produced it. I got a bunch of different musicians on it because Oftemar is just me and with my friends. So I got to put together different bands for every song. I got to like fill in the blanks and say, I need the drummer from Helmet for this song. I need the guitar player from Queens of the Stone Age on this song. I need Steve from my old band in Canada, Tinker. So it was the most amazing thing I've ever been able to do.
I don't know how you feel about rumors, but you are a public figure. I just have one name for you, Andrew WK. What do you say to that?
My fine, fine friend, Andrew WK. He's one of the most unique, talented individuals I've ever met. I've known him for quite a few years in New York City, and I hear Canada loves him, and I love him too. I'm a huge fan.
There are rumors of you two being together.
Really? We're definitely friends.
And that's all you're going to say?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to talk about that stuff because all I talk about is rock on Much Music.